It's easy to believe that rich, powerful people have it made. They do, don't they? But once you peel the curtain back, things can be a little less perfect behind the scenes. I'm Lisa Morgan, and today on The Weekly Reader, our book critic Marianne Winnick reviews two new memoirs about privilege and influence and the importance of wielding them well. Hi, Marianne.
Hi, Lisa. In How to Lose Your Mother, self-described Nepo baby Molly Jongfast faces the very hardest part of Nepo adulthood. Despite the fact that it was the 50th anniversary of her mother's famous novel, Fear of Flying, the year 2023 was not an easy one for Jongfast, daughter of Erica Jong and Jonathan Fast, also an author, podcaster, political commentator, wife, and mother. Due to their declining mental states, her mother and stepfather had to be pried out of their apartment and moved, very unhappily, to assisted living. Meanwhile, her husband Matt, 59, learned he had a mass on his pancreas. It was cancer. His own father was dying, and this was not all. It was never easy to be Erica Jong's daughter. Her involvement with her career and with the men in her life absorbed all her time and energy. She couldn't even spend 1 hour with you, Jongfast's father told her. The most she could do was half an hour. There was a nanny, private schools, fancy hotel rooms, trips to Venice, celebrities galore, but it was far from a happy childhood. Quote, I was born to privilege, born on third base, but desperate to strike out and go home. By the age of 19, Jongfast was in recovery. This, her 26th year of sobriety, was marked by continuing damage and sorrow from her mother's alcoholism. So much of our lives has been about alcohol that it makes me want to cry, she writes. As the Kirkus reviewer pointed out, Jongfast is obsessive and merciless about her mother's drinking, as well as her many other profound character flaws. But the miracle of this book is that you feel no need to judge her for that. Her honesty, her self-awareness, and her palpable grief keep you on her side, as well as her humor, understated, blunt, sometimes black. A typical reflection. My dad has a moral core, a kind of spirituality and a quest for joy that I do not have. I'm not even sure I'd want it, which is perhaps not the greatest self-analysis. I'm a bad daughter, she tells us over and over, but it's heartbreakingly clear she did the best she could. And once you get your jaw off the floor, you'll have no questions in your mind as to why Meta, formerly Facebook, tried to block the publication of Sarah Wynne Williams' memoir of her employment there from 2011 to 2017, an action which inadvertently made it a bestseller, ha-ha. Careless People, A Cautionary Tale of Power, Greed, and Lost Idealism, is a gripping account of how an idealistic young woman, then working in the Foreign Service for her home country of New Zealand, had a vision of the incredible influence Facebook might someday wield in global politics. After she eventually convinced them to hire her, she became a witness and sometimes an accessory to her worst nightmare, the platform becoming a tool of repressive governments in Myanmar, China, and elsewhere, and abetting, if not ensuring, the election of Donald Trump in 2016. Along with outrageous stories of sexual harassment during her pregnancy, she leans into some truly eyebrow-raising dish on Sheryl Sandberg. As Stephen Poole pointed out in The Guardian, Mark Zuckerberg comes off as a giant man-baby, wildly overestimating his own intelligence and his abilities as his employees conspire to make sure that he always wins at board games.
The books are How to Lose Your Mother by Molly Jongfast and Careless People, A Cautionary Tale of Power, Greed, and Lost Idealism by Sarah Wynne Williams. You can find more information about these titles in our podcast at WYPR.org or wherever you get your podcasts. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marianne Winnick.